talk live. Take control of the airwaves if you want. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And you can actually create the content there on the site. Now, what we normally talk about when we say you can create the content is that if there's something you want to share with us or and the listeners of the show, news article, YouTube video, blog post, you can just post whatever link you want. But one of the other things you can do is you can just write a post. You can just put text in there, your own essay or thoughts or opinion or critique or whatever you want. And so somebody has done that. And it is one of the top stories on our website. It's called the Free State Network. Brace yourself for constructive criticism, says Fret Friendly, is the person who posted posted.
Oh, at least he's friendly.
So we're going to brace ourselves. But first, I want to continue with what we were talking about the very end of the last hour. Daryl, you and I, yesterday, we went to Concord. We've been going to Concord for political activism for about once a week on average.
Yes.
Every week so far this
year.
We're
actually going twice next week.
That's right. And so we went for the purpose of there was a decrim bill. And I actually talked to some extent about this on the show last night, so I don't want to rehash a whole lot of it. But it was probably the most entertaining hearing I've seen yet.
Oh, definitely.
And politics can be pretty boring. A lot of these hearings can be pretty god-awful. But in this case, this one was interesting because there were some feisty people on the state representatives. A lot of them are very clearly pro-decriminalization. And they know their stuff. These people have been proposing the same decrim bill, basically, for the last 5 years.
It's passed for the last 5 years,
right,
by 100-vote margins in the House.
Right. So this is a very, very popular bill. It just has never made it through the governor's office, and I think it has
never made it through the Senate.
Yeah. So
it's never made it through the Senate?
That's what was said yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would have thought it made it through the Senate and got stopped at the governor's office, but it probably got stopped in the Senate because they didn't think it would make it to the governor's office, and they don't like to send bills up they don't think can make it. But the fact is that these, the more powerful, the more singular the politician gets, the more likely that they're in the pocket of the police union or the firefighters union or whatever these unions are. I speak as a firefighter, by the way.
And one thing that I personally think helps this bill is, aside from the fact that the tax and regulate bill passed overwhelmingly a month ago, is that last week Maggie Hassan, in her State of the State address, said, I don't think people should go to jail for their first possession of cannabis.
And she also proceeded to admit to having smoked cannabis in college.
Yes, that was during an interview after the State of the State address.
So one of the people on the State House of Representatives panel that we were looking at yesterday, this committee, Kyle Tasker, he's actually fairly young. I would guess he's in his early 20s. And he's apparently been a state rep for maybe more than a term. I'm not real clear on that. I think he has, actually, because I've seen him around for a while. Anyway, he posted on his Facebook profile yesterday. Let's see. Well, I don't have it in front of me at the moment. But he was one of the people who really just laid in to some of the folks on this panel, or the people that were up there speaking in against decriminalization. There was the attorney for the Attorney General's office, who was their drug cop, basically, their drug prosecutor. And they also had an attorney for the Department of Safety, which is the essentially the state police.
This is the police, yeah.
Now, I had thought those were the only two people who spoke against it, but what I learned from Kyle's post was that there was a third person who spoke against the decrim bill.
After we left.
Who came up after we left. And we stayed almost through the entire thing, so we must have just missed
We left when Devin Chafee, who is the executive director for the New Hampshire Civil Liberties Union, was testifying. And before Devin got up, there was some number. It was actually before either me or you got up. The chair of the committee said, I've got 5 more cards for people that want to speak.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody asks questions, we'll be here all night. And a bunch of people said, yeah, that's fine. And so we did the math and figured that me, you, Devin, and Matt Simon from the Marijuana Policy Project were going to be the last people to speak.
But then the other lady...
And then while you were speaking, the other lady came in and filled out a pink card.
Anyway, Tasker posted on his Facebook page, or on somebody's Facebook page, that he had just reamed this lady and basically called her out as a liar when she got up there to claim that marijuana was as dangerous as alcohol. And you can't get up in front of these state reps and give them this BS because they already know what the truth is.
Even if it was as dangerous as alcohol, I'd love to hear somebody's argument that if marijuana is as dangerous as alcohol, and there's no good evidence for that, why in the world, since alcohol is legal, why in the world would you keep marijuana illegal?
Well, the viewpoint of the people from the Department of State, or at least the attorney from the Department of Safety, was essentially that, well, if we have one more drug that's legal, there could be all kinds of problems that would come along with it. So that would be their argument, Mark. And, there would just be more problems, so we don't need to make anything.
As though incarcerating them, me having to pay a bunch of you useless, shiftless bureaucrats to hang around to incarcerate these people, isn't a problem. More government employees, that's not a problem.
That guy was also the one that made the absurd claim that one could get 1 pound of usable marijuana from an indoor plant.
Right, when you looked up the average, and the average is about 2 ounces.
About 2 ounces.
Yeah.
A good grower can get three to four ounces from an indoor plant. And this was info that I found from a website called cannabis.com.
So
I don't really think that these people would be lying about what their yield is.
So one of the more entertaining parts of this, the most entertaining parts were when the people who were opposed to decrim got up and then were cross-examined by the members of this panel, by this committee. So one of them was this Department of Safety weasel attorney who came up there and made the claim about you can get a pound of marijuana and, oh my God, there's going to be all these problems and what about the teenagers? And so one of the state reps, who's sort of known as a libertarian, although there's some issues that he's not so libertarian on,
right.
But he's definitely good on the drug war.
He loves to promote the fact that he's a libertarian.
He's good on the drug war. All right, we're gonna give him that one, or at the very least on cannabis decrim. And he just had study after study after study after study that he just kept citing. And he would ask this Department of Safety weasel, hey, I've got these studies here that show you that teenage use actually declines whenever there's decrim or legalization. Have you read these studies?
I question where that comes from.
Would you like to read the studies? He's like, you know, the University of this, the University of that, the federal government.
The White House.
Right, all kinds of legitimate studies. And he's like, well, would you like to read them? And of course,
I'm a busy man.
Well, the weasel, well, he was like, well, of course we would like to read them. And then he said, the Valancourt is his name. Valancourt is the state rep. Valancourt says to this guy, we've been here for 5 years. This is the sixth time this piece of legislation is coming up in front of us. And every time you don't know anything about these studies. Why is it over 6 years? You're telling us you're willing to look at them. Why is it that over 6 years you haven't looked at a single one of these studies?
I have a lot of things to do.
Right.
Apparently it doesn't include not coming here. I mean, this is what's amazing is that somehow I'm supposed to believe that the attorney generals and the chiefs of police and all these people that come out, and I believe to get paid to come out,
they
by
do.
The way.
They do.
That continue to come out are... They're representing the values of young people, or like they care. I think all they care about, what seems obvious, all they care about is promoting the prison industrial complex.
That's right. Keep get that federal drug money in too.
Keep rolling the revenue in. This is all it is. Look, can we just? Let tax it and roll the revenue in. You people can have the money. Just stop incarcerating our children, you evil, crazy people.
So at one point, Tim Robertson, who's a state rep from Keene, who definitely not a liberty guy, but he's good. He's awesome on the drug issue.
Oh, yeah.
He tried to hold this weasel's feet to the flames and ask him what his personal opinion was. Because this guy's in there speaking on behalf of the Department of Safety, a.k.a. the state police. So Robertson asks him his personal opinion on the issue. We'll share with you what his answer was here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade-grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That would be the Pro XBN toll-free line. Of course, you can take control of these airwaves here and bring up whatever you want. We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us in that way. You will need to send a contact request if you haven't done so yet to get on our Skype. Then it'll be easy for you to call from that point on. So again, username lrn.fm. Here with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Daryl, you and I were at the Concord hearing for decriminalization of cannabis yesterday. It went very, very well. We will get to that story. There's a few more details I'd like to share. And then somebody's got some critique for us. We'll some what he calls constructive criticism. We'll share that with you as well. But I also want to share with you $6shirts.com. I like $6 shirts. I think they've got some really cool designs. In fact, there are hundreds of designs from which you can choose at $6shirts.com. And there's different types of designs. So there's stuff like liberty-oriented shirts, and there's also gaming-related and sports-related and television and movies-related, and all kinds of neat stuff is available there. Even memes. Internet memes are now available on shirts from $6shirts.com.
Yes, they are.
And more. In fact, they're adding a design every single day. They're witty, hip, smart, and some of them are liberty-oriented. Plus, they really dig Bitcoin at $6shirts.com. You can get your Bitcoin order. If you pay with Bitcoin, your order will be given priority over the other orders of the day. So cash orders, not as important to them as their Bitcoin orders. $6shirts.com. They're committed to the Bitcoin community. And they actually keep the Bitcoins that they earn. They don't cash them out into cash. In fact, they purchase their ads on Free Talk Live with Bitcoin. Now, if you want to get the free Bitcoin trucker hat that we've been talking about, there's been a change. You can still get the free Bitcoin trucker hat if you order with Bitcoins, but you have to use coupon code FTL at checkout. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. So when you're checking out at $6shirts.com, just add in that coupon code FTL to get that free Bitcoin trucker hat with your order. It's very cool stuff, and I like them. $6shirts.com, go and check it out. I bet you'll find something that you like there as well. Now, we've been talking about this hearing, this kind of epic hearing that happened yesterday, because the advocates for the state, the advocates for the continuation of the drug war, were basically just, they were outnumbered over the coals. They were outnumbered. They were just losing hardcore yesterday.
The snow kept a lot of people away.
It did. But the people who supported decriminalization came out in good force.
Oh, yes.
The room wasn't packed, but it wasn't empty either.
Yeah. And I think I came up with 30 people.
Really? Including the committee?
Not counting anybody on the committee.
Okay. All right. That seems.
But I did count the small contingent that got up and left almost immediately.
From Taiwan.
Because they were there, so
that
counts.
So there was another part that I thought was worthy of highlighting, and actually I'm going to make a post on freekeen.com that will include, what is the full video of the full hearing. So From Biker Bill, who does an awesome job at showing up at a lot of these hearings and just recording the whole things. I mean, for better or for worse, he does a good job at it. Most of these things are boring and you can't watch them. But this one is particularly interesting because it's nice to see politicians on the right side of this issue just basically owning the people that support the state, the people that support the police. In this case, the police officers themselves didn't bother showing up, which I think is an indicator that they know it wasn't worth their while. They
yes.
knew there was no chance to change this one. This one's going to pass the House at the very least, and I imagine they'll show up to try to stop it.
As was mentioned several times during this hearing, previous versions of this bill have passed by 100-vote margins.
That's huge.
Over the last 5 years. Consistently.
Right. So they finally mostly gave up, although there were a couple of attorneys that worked for the state who came to speak. One of these attorneys was asked his personal opinion by State Rep Tim Robertson, who's a rep from here in Keene, who's really great on the war on drugs and not so great on a lot of other things. But this Weasley attorney, he actually had the chair of the committee come to his aid. She interrupted and started fighting with Tim Robertson over whether or not
that question's out of order.
Should even be asked the question of what his personal opinion is. Her point was, well, he's here to represent the Department of Safety. He's not here as his own personal self, so he shouldn't be asked a question like that. Regardless,
it's an interesting point.
Tim pushed forward and asked the question anyway.
And Tim Robertson, to his defense, did say he can always say no.
That's exactly the question. That's what I'd say. This guy sat his government paid butt down in a chair. He works for me because it's a citizen legislature in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. There are 400 representatives. They get paid $200 a year. And
incorrect.
$200 a term.
I'm sorry, $200 a term, $100 a year. They don't have an office or anything like this. This is a true citizen legislature, the only one in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, he has the right to ask his employee what his employee thinks.
It could be argued, Mark, that New Mexico also has a citizen legislature. It's definitely not the same number,
yep.
But
I think it's like 70. I think
they don't get a salary per se. They only get per diem.
Okay, how about lawyers? What's the percentage of lawyers? That's what I really want to know, because I don't know. I think we have a lawyer industrial complex in lawmaking in this country, and that it has really ruined this nation.
So he does ask the question, what do you, Mr. Attorney, working for the Department of Safety, a.k.a. the state police, what do you personally think about it? And, of course,
I'm not going to answer the question. I'm here being paid by the state of New Hampshire, so I will tell you what my boss wants me to tell you.
Now, what does that suggest? What is it? If he refuses to answer that question, what does that suggest about his personal opinion? Can we extrapolate anything
from that?
Just
doing my job, Ian. Just doing my job.
But can you extrapolate that? Can you jump to the conclusion that maybe his personal opinion differs from the opinion of the
yes.
job?
It tells me that this guy, whatever his opinion, mm-hmm. and he might think that prohibition is the greatest thing ever, and that it should even be stricter than what it is. But it tells me that no matter what his personal opinion, he believes that his job is more important than his own conscience.
It's sick. It's so sick.
Just doing my job.
So there's more to it, but you can watch the whole thing for yourself.
Get in the train car. I'm just doing my job. I don't want to send you to the gas chamber, but it's my job. Just go ahead and do it.
So, again, I'm going to post that full video on freekeen.com. Once I do that, I will link to it from our Free Talk Live Facebook page and Google Plus and Twitter. You'll be able to watch it at your leisure. But look, of the people in there, the 30 people in there, how many of them were Free State Project participants?
I have no clue.
It was a good chunk. There were of the people that spoke, I would say almost a majority were Free State Project participants, as far as the people who spoke in front of the committee. For this decriminalization.
Of the 1,500 plus movers, I don't know all of them. I wouldn't recognize all 1,500, you know, at just a quick glance.
That's true. Yeah, I don't even necessarily know. I knew several of them were Free State Project participants.
I knew one of the lobbyists was. I don't know if the guy from the Marijuana Policy Project is or not. I don't know if the sponsor of the bill was.
Matt Simon is a Free State Project participant. He was there. He was formerly in charge of the New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense. The new guy who's in charge of that organization, who was also there, Kirk, he is a Free State Project participant as well, and so are we. And there was more than that. More coming up. You can take control here on Free Talk Live. Some critique coming up.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and body extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and body extract for a long and healthy life.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. And in fact, you can go there and listen in. We've got live streams. There's broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They're available 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always streaming at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, we've got over 140 great radio stations that air the show at various times throughout the week. And you can get a list of those over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, learn about our satellite listening options, including free-to-air satellite, which is available across North and Central America. As long as you've got a view of the southern sky, you can buy some cheap equipment, install it once, and you'll be good to go for the lifetime of the equipment without any kind of monthly fee. You can listen to Free Talk Live, and you can listen to Daryl's show, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, because he's got his own show on LRN.FM, which is what our satellite channel is. In fact, Daryl, you do other things besides radio shows. You're also an editor of books.
Yes.
You are a publisher of books.
Yes.
You are an author of books.
Yes.
You also write a newspaper on a monthly basis.
Yes.
And what did I leave out? Podcasts.
You left out the daily 5-minute newscast.
That's right, your new thing.
That is now in the rotating hourly top of the hour news.
Correct.
On the LRN.
It's also on the FTL streams as well. So anybody
yes.
listening to the FTL streams at listen.freetalklive.com, you'll actually be able to hear Daryl doing the news on a daily basis. I'm glad you brought that up. I don't know if we mentioned that last week. And if
I don't think we have.
Because you've only been doing it for just about a week now?
Week and a half. Almost 2 weeks.
This is big because the Liberty community had a daily news service by Derek Jay, and he did it for almost a full year on a daily basis, and he called it quits. He just wasn't making enough at it to make it worth his while. And the folks down in Austin have been doing it as well. John Bush has been kind of spearheading
it. I think they're doing a 5 day a week.
They're only doing 5 days. Derek was doing 7 days a week, and you are doing 7 days a week,
yes,
which is a ridiculous level of dedication to a craft for which you are apparently not getting paid at this point.
That is correct. I am not getting paid other than a small amount of commission on one of the advertisers.
Right.
That I will not mention due to a conflicting advertiser of Free Talk Live.
But how could someone who supports what you're doing and who would like to encourage you to continue doing more of what you're doing, for instance, the Daily Newscast, 5-Minute Newscast, which is podcastable. You can subscribe to it from fppradio.com, I presume,
yes,
via podcast, and then have it downloaded to
your
favorite
actually,
device.
If you only want the Daily Newscast coming into your RSS feed, then news.fppradio.com.
Okay.
Will give you just the daily 5-minute newscast.
Perfect.
In an RSS.
Perfect.
If you want to donate, you can go to fans.fppradio.com.
Fans.fppradio.com, so you can help Daryl out and hopefully make this work worth his while, because I think it's a great service, having a liberty-oriented news every day that's 5 minutes long, because Free Talk Live does a full 3-hour show, and that breaks down to basically a 2-hour podcast every day. And, you know, if you don't have a 2-hour drive to and from work, it's hard to consume all that radio. But anybody going anywhere can listen to a 5-minute podcast once a day.
Yes.
So, again, that's fppradio.com for more of Daryl. We told you earlier how to get a Bitcoin wallet from blockchain.info. You can go there right now, get it. It's free. But then the next question, the obvious question, is, well, how do you get the Bitcoins? And cashintocoins.com has that solution for you. The instructions there are clear. It's easy, safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive. There have been some changes recently at cashintocoins.com.
Yep.
We're still waiting to kind of iron out some of the details on that, but you'll
things
see.
Things are in flux. Yep. There's no doubt about it, but you can get Bitcoins at cashintocoins.com.
Right, and they've changed a few things, but just go there and you'll see what's going on. Cashintocoins.com. So I've used it, and it works, and yep, they're great. And I
think the most important thing in dealing with these online ways to get Bitcoins is that you can trust the organization. And I've moved some money through Cash into Coins.
You have. So cashintocoins.com, go there, check them out. You're probably going to really like it. Now, I said we have some so-called constructive criticism here. It is regarding the Free State Project and our discussion of the Blue Ridge Liberty Project as well the other night. The post is actually made directly to the front page of our website by Fret Friendly, called The Free State Network. Quote, brace yourself, he says, for constructive criticism. On the show Wednesday night, Ian, Mark, and Brett discussed at great length the contrast between the FSP, that is the Free State Project, and the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, the BRLP. I commend the guys for being so willing to let Carlos, that is the spokesman for BRLP, explain the ideologies of the BRLP. Despite the airtime generosity, there was a subtle yet definitive tone of discord. I understand that when people submerge themselves into an ideological cause or movement, devout loyalties are inevitably formed.
Yeah, I think that that's true. I think that it's pretty clear that you, especially, are an FSP partisan. I maybe be a little bit less so, but not much. It seems to me that if you're going to pick up and move your life for freedom, that probably the Free State Project should be the main contender, and you should look at other things if that's what you want to
do. I think you should look at other things, but if I thought there was a better option than the FSP, I would be moving to that place, because I want to be in the place where I think is the most likely that freedom will have a chance. And I think that's here in New Hampshire, because we have thousands of people who have pledged to move here, and over 1,500 are already here getting active, and we're already having huge effect on things here in New Hampshire. But he goes on with his statement. He says, let's keep things in perspective. We're all in this together. Perhaps competing organizations with similar ideologies can assist one another by offering extra regional exposure to give legs to the liberty movement as a whole. A few years ago,
how does that work?
Well, let me get into it here. A few years ago, he says, I was working as the marketing director for one of five bowling centers in my city. I came up with the idea of a synergetic marketing campaign. The goal was to have all the bowling centers in town pool together their marketing resources to promote citywide, or to rather to promote a citywide week-long bowling event. The idea being that if we teamed up to promote bowling to our collective target audience, instead of individually promoting the same come to fill-in-the-blank lanes for fill-in-the-blank night gimmicks, then an exponential buzz would drive revenues at all locations. I could be completely naive. The entire idea fell through because a couple of general managers at competing centers could not let go of grudges that had spawned out of promo espionage. So I'll never know if it was brilliant or foolish.
So I think that there's something to the, it stirs the pot. Advertising stirs the pot thing. And, for instance, I've done advertising my whole life. And I had I went and talked to a carpet sales guy. I mean, he had a store, and he said, yeah, I used to spend thousands on advertising. And, what I found is that people want carpet, and they want a comparison shop. So if I just stay in the same location, I keep my sign out, then all the other carpet guys are going to get people to think about carpet, and then they're going to come, some of them are going to come in here and comparison shop, and that actually the advertising didn't work for him. That was what he said. Now, he had a pretty good location, I got to say, and when you don't have a if you don't have a good location, you often have to supplement with advertising.
Sure.
You're going to pay one way or the other, and you can pay for rent in a good location, or pay for the price to buy that property in a good location.
Takes money to make money.
Or you can pay for advertising to bring somebody to your website, or whatever it might be. So, this guy did say something to the effect of, yeah, they advertise carpet for me, and then people come in and comparison shop.
He says, however, I think the idea could apply to the Free State Project. I'll be honest, I've always thought the 20,000 movers to New Hampshire goal to be a bit of an underwhelming aspiration. Believe me, I mean no offense. It's incredibly admirable, and I have the utmost respect for each mover, but the message of liberty needs to be loud and widespread. A few thousand liberty lovers moving to New Hampshire is great for that footprint, but what about all the people who love where they live and want to spread the ideas of freedom to their native region? What about the people who are more than willing to join a similar project but can't move for whatever reason?
What kind of project? This is a project about moving. The project for the Free State Project and the Blue Ridge Liberty Project to some extent, less so, but still to some extent, is a project about increasing concentration. You can't increase concentration of libertarians by staying where you are.
All right, we're going to come back with more here in moments. 855.
Just misunderstands what it's about.
Right, more coming up. And I'll share a little bit more. He's got another paragraph. We'll share that too. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3. 733, take control here at Free Talk Live.
Free Speech Me is a free software plugin for Firefox that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. You can register a .bit domain today using the inexpensive cryptocurrency Namecoin. .bit domains are extremely resistant to being shut down or hijacked by governments, corporations, or criminals. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to effortlessly get to your site using your .bit address and our Free Speech Me plugin. Go right now to freespeechme.org.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls here about anything you want. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you at 855-450-FREE or Skype us, Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and you can interact. There's a chat room built into the same page as the cam. In fact, I said we have one cam. We actually have two. They switch back and forth. There's a kind of a wide shot and a close-up as well. Cam.freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you in a lot of cases for webcam access, this is free. So, again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. Man Venture Outpost. If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices on ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com is family-owned, and they have the lowest prices. You can see for yourself. Get it quick and get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. I did, by the way, post the State House hearing we were talking about earlier in the hour to our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. So if you'd like to see it, it's a 3-hour long video. But man, some of the segments of that video when the statists are up there testifying, when they get cross-examined, well worth a watch, very entertaining. You don't see stuff like this, I don't think, in other state houses.
I've never seen this in New Hampshire, and I've been over a dozen times.
Yeah, it's pretty unique what we've got going on here in New Hampshire with the Free State Project focusing liberty activists here in New Hampshire. How many people, how many state representatives are you Facebook friends with in your state? If you don't live in New Hampshire, how many in your state with whom are how many of them are you Facebook friends with?
At least half a dozen.
No, I said if you don't live in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I think you...
I was just stating my number for comparison of everybody that doesn't live in New Hampshire.
Right, so you're saying you have a half a dozen state reps from New Hampshire on your Facebook list.
Yeah, yes. That's probably about right for me, too. But
I've got at least a half a dozen as well.
Let's not forget that this isn't... We're talking not about their fan pages or something like that.
No, friends.
Right, Facebook friends. They've, you know, they've given up their one of 5,000 friend slots that you get in Facebook and, you know, to... us, whereas unlikely that that's going to happen in your state.
How many state representatives can you get on a face-to-face basis on a regular basis. Basically, like, you want to take one of them out for lunch? They'll go out to lunch with you. How often does that happen where you live?
How many times, Ian, and I know that this has happened a couple of times in the last couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
where we have been at the LOB, which is the Legislative Office Building, walking between hearings and get bumped into by a state rep that says, Ian, have you seen this other guy?
Yeah.
And they're trying to, you know, find out where the other state rep is or another person that they're hoping to testify on something.
Yeah.
How often does that happen when you're not a lobbyist?
Yeah, it just doesn't.
And the lobbyists, by the way, have to wear the scarlet letter at the New Hampshire House. They have to have this little bright orange tag, orange like hunting season orange, so you can pop them.
We've got something very special here. The Free State Project is unlike anything else anywhere. But this guy who's posting on our Facebook, or not our Facebook, on our front page of our website at freetalklive.com, on his critique, he thinks that the Free State Project needs to have answers for people who, you know, they don't want to move. He says, what about the people who, he says, it's great to have a few thousand liberty lovers moving to New Hampshire. That's good. But what about all the people who love where they live and want to spread the ideas of freedom to their native region? Well, what about them? Well, I used to be one of those people. I used to live in Sarasota, Florida, as did Mark.
Yep. Nice place to live, by the way.
Daryl used to live in San Antonio, Texas, as well as in Alabama.
Arizona, Missouri, South Carolina, Pennsylvania.
You were an activist there in those places. I was an activist in Sarasota. I would have loved to have had liberty spread in Sarasota. It would have been great. It was a place I grew up. It's convenient. I was already living there. I had a house.
But this is what's already happening. How are you going to continue to do the same thing you've always done and expect different results?
Well, that was the problem. Nothing was happening. I was doing a lot of activism in action, but nothing was really coming out of it. There was no increase in numbers. There was no increase in vote totals. There was no increase in freedom. There was nothing tangible to point to.
No.
So I heard about the Free State Project, the idea of coalescing activists into the same geographic area, and I thought, gosh, that's worth it. It's going to cost a lot of money to move, but it's worth it because I want to have a chance at freedom. So to the people who love where they live and want to spread ideas of freedom where they live, I wish them the best. I hope you can make it work. But I couldn't, and nor is anyone else anywhere. Otherwise, libertarians would be winning, and the ideas of freedom would be spreading. But they're not spreading efficiently enough, or effectively enough, or widely enough for there to be enough activism or activists to have enough of an effect. And in addition to that, there was never a chance I was going to go to the state house in Florida. I lived in Sarasota at least 4 or 5 hours away.
No, it was more like eight.
Six, eight, whatever. I've never been to Tallahassee in my life. So I wasn't going to start going for any reason whatsoever. There was no chance I would ever get elected to anything in Sarasota, Florida. There was no chance a libertarian would ever be elected. They got 3% if they were lucky in a three-way race. 1 year, there was a two-way race, and they got 30%. But that was it. So, going on with his critique.
Wow, it says 4 hours, 41 minutes.
Yep. So, what about the people, he says, who are willing to join a similar project but can't move for whatever reason? Well, as Mark pointed out, the whole point of the project is to move. So, if you're not willing to move, then prepare to be ineffective. Unless there's some sort of crazy explosion in the ideas of liberty and all of a sudden everybody wants to be an activist.
Well,
not going to happen.
And this is what our conclusion is that we've come to as far as the pick up and move thing. If you've got another conclusion, I'd love to hear it. But so far in what, Ian, you'd say you've been an activist 15 years? I think that's fair
that's
to
right.
say.
Yeah.
15 years of activism. Ian's no noob. I've been doing this show for over 10 years now. We're not new to this. We've seen it. We've rode the merry-go-round, man. And the merry-go-round in the other places goes to Statesville.
So it's this final paragraph here. Yeah, here are a few what-ifs worth mulling over. What if the FSP, the Free State Project, became a central resource for liberty projects across the nation? What if Free Talk Live traded?
It is. It already is that.
Right. Free.
You can. Here's a little clue for you, pal. Do what the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is founded by natives and movers, do what they do. You rate every single bill that goes through your state legislature. Give a liberty rating. You give a piece of paper every single morning that the reps come in. You give them
with
a piece of paper.
Voting recommendations.
Telling them how to vote. And then at the end of the year, you rate them. That one single piece of activism should keep you from actually having a real job and doing anything, because you'll never get anybody else to do it with
you. You'll never get enough people to help you with that,
and
wherever you live. Wherever you live.
And
it's not New Hampshire.
That one single distinction for New Hampshire is enough to make the move worth it.
So what if Free Talk Live, he says, and it's also a central resource in that we're doing all this activism. A lot of it is duplicable. I put a lot of the flyers I talk about here, Don't Take a Plea Deal flyers, for instance, during notification. They're all up. You can download those and do them in your area. I never hear about anyone doing it, but that doesn't mean they're not. So going on here, what if Free Talk Live traded radio spots for Porkfest promotion and bustling pockets of Liberty Movers to several states?
What?
I don't know. The statement doesn't make sense.
What Free Talk Live does... hold on. Free Talk Live trade... Say it one more time.
Traded radio spots for Porkfest promotion and bustling pockets of Liberty Movers in several states. The question doesn't make sense.
So I don't... Free Talk Live doesn't really have any point to trade advertising. I mean, what am I going to get from your
event? What if 250,000 people came to Porkfest as a result? Well, that's ridiculous. The campground wouldn't be able to hold it. Probably no more than 4,000 people will ever be able to come to Porkfest. What if FTL syndication affiliates grew from 140 to 1,400? Also not possible.
There's
probably
not
the maximum
shows,
is 500 or 600. There are not that many talk stations.
Well, these sound like pie in the sky.
What if New Hampshire was North America's Liberty Barracks, an incubator of liberty-minded leaders preparing to be sowed in the fertile land of another region?
What if
it became global? Well, great.
Well,
that's
this is the whole point of New Hampshire doing this. But we have to be successful first here so that people can then see stuff to emulate.
Yeah.
But the chances, you know, chances are good. Statists are going to state, right? You know, chances are good that the progressives are going to do their thing in their state, and the conservatives are going to do their thing in their state. And then New Hampshire, it's going to take a long time before the rest, the people in power actually change their minds. Because don't believe for a second that the people have that much power anyplace else.
Let's go to Andy. He's in Long Island. You're on Free Talk Live. Andy, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, I just had a quick question. I tuned in and I heard you talking about Bitcoins. And I had a question. I don't know if you could answer it, but I was doing some research on it. And the way I understand it is when people mine Bitcoins, they're actually verifying transactions.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, there's also a limit on how many Bitcoins can be mined. Is that correct?
Yeah, it should have stopped at about 2040.
I thought it was 2130. Mark?
I think it's 2040.
It's 21.
I'll go ahead and look that up now, but rather than not skip.
I've looked it up several times.
Okay.
So what I really wanted to know is what happens when all the Bitcoins are mined and people stop mining them? And how are
people will continue mining to get what are called transaction fees. So when you pay for, when you send Bitcoins, it's recommended you send a fee along with the transaction of like, you know, 0.0001 or something like that. So the people mining will then be given those fees. So they will still have an incentive in that way. Andy, thanks for your call tonight. We are out of time for now, but join us again tomorrow night when we'll be live again, 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Always online at freetalklive.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now, that's how you spell relief.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.